Nikki Booker here, and welcome to my podcast, Find Your Soul, Find Your Soulmate. My podcast is about relationships. It's about relationships with parents, friends, spouse, kids, but we focus on the number one most important relationship that you will ever have, and that is the relationship that you have with yourself. It all starts there. This episode marks a special episode for me. It's number 40. Can't believe it. So thank you so much to everybody who has been listening and going along this journey with me. It means the world to me. Thank you for your support. Thanks for reaching out. It's been great. I also hit last week and actually surpassed 5,000 downloads. I think I'm almost to 5,300. I don't know, maybe more. I didn't check the stats this week. So again, I just want to say thank you to those of you who have been listening. I've talked with some of you. I've met some of you in person. Some of us have talked back and forth on email and Facebook, you name it. So it's been great. And so thank you. Thank you. This week's podcast episode, number 40, is called Backwards Relationship Thinking That Doesn't Work. So after my husband and I did a podcast episode, we've done a couple now, but you know, we continue to discuss relationships even more. We had a really great time. We plan to do one once a month, but we genuinely like to talk about what makes relationships work, what ruins relationships, and really about the best way to find someone to spend your life with. You know, we were both at difficult points in our lives, alone after a difficult divorce. We found ourselves experiencing a lot of the same emotions and facing the same challenges. And we still talk about it often, and we are so happy that we are not in that place anymore. We both did a lot of work to get where we are today. However, it wasn't a short journey, but it was one that was well worth it. And I would do it all over again if it meant meeting my husband and you know, finally finding some peace in my life and finding a person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. You know, we're both so unbelievably grateful to be in a loving and fulfilling relationship with a person that we adore. And we were chatting the other day about how people tend to approach dating. And we talked about how quite often people approach it completely backwards. So what is this backwards approach that doesn't work? You know, I have consults with people all the time, men, women, doesn't matter. I keep coming across the same theme. Not every time, but a lot of times it's the same thing. I hear people say, you know, well, I'll get myself together when I meet the right person, you know, or I'll work on that about myself, whatever that is, you know, I'll work on that about myself when I meet somebody who's worth it. And this drives me nuts because it's completely backwards. If you want to meet someone, you need to get yourself together now, whatever that looks like for you. There's no right or wrong way, but you need to become the person right now that you think will attract the kind of person that you want. And I have a process for doing this that I talked about on another episode. The best and only way to meet someone is to work on being the best version of yourself right now. Then you will attract the person you want. And this works for two reasons. One, you won't attract someone else who is the best version of themselves until you've done the work yourself, right? And two, you won't feel good enough or confident enough about yourself until you're in a better place. And therefore, you won't have the confidence to attract the kind of person that you want. People who have it together are attracted to other people who have it together, period. That's how it works. So what does having it all together look like? It looks like whatever you think it looks like. There's no right or wrong answer. It's about living your truth. It's whatever your truth is. It is about working on yourself and working on those things that you think that you need to improve and therefore gaining confidence in yourself when you successfully improve or progress, right? Perfection doesn't exist. But when you see progress, you feel good. So again, there's no right or wrong answer. It's your personal preference. It's about choosing the lifestyle that makes you feel good inside and living that life and being bold enough and strong enough to live that life. And it's also very much about your mindset. It's really about how you feel when you're single, because how you feel when you're single is what other people are going to feel when they're on a date with you. If you feel like you aren't confident or you're not feeling good about yourself or you're down in the dumps and you're negative, people, the other person that you're on a date with or who you're dating is going to feel that, and it doesn't feel good and it's not attractive. If you feel good about who you are and where you are in your life, then you will attract others who feel the same way. If you feel like you still have some work to do on yourself, then you're going to attract others who also have some work to do on themselves as well. And you will both put all of your time into the other person when all along you should have been putting that time into yourself. Then what happens? It doesn't work out because you both still have too much work to do on yourselves, or you end up in a relationship that isn't fulfilling and may even have constant drama and conflict. You can't put your emphasis on another person. You need to put the emphasis on yourself first. I cannot stress this enough. And it really is that simple. If you feel like you're attracting the wrong kind of people, or you continue to find yourself heartbroken, then you need to shift the focus back onto you. So what can you do for yourself that will improve your life? And this is a different answer for everyone. We all have different things that we're facing. We're raised differently. We all have different reference points. What can you do for yourself? What's one thing you can do that will improve your life? Now, do that first. Just do that one thing first. Focus on one thing at a time. When you do one thing and you start to see progress, you start to develop confidence in yourself, and that confidence gives you the ability to do more things for yourself. What can you do so that you feel better about who you are? Do that now. If you find yourself in dead-end relationships that never seem to go anywhere, that's because you're focused on the wrong person. Stop focusing on who you're dating. Focus on you. You have some work to do on yourself, and that's okay. I was there. I had about, after my divorce, I had about, 2-3 years of work that I did on myself. And, you know, honestly, I'm sure that a lot of that was stuff I needed to do before my divorce, but going through a divorce opened my eyes up to some of those things, and I was able to see more clearly. So again, if you find yourself in fast relationships, you know, ones that crash and burn or that end abruptly or with drama and they have conflict, then you really need to stop and focus on yourself. Stop dating for a while and just take some time to get yourself together. Get focused. Figure out what's going on. Because when you do the work on yourself, people will naturally begin to appear in your life that actually have potential. You won't have to search as hard, because you will begin to attract others to you. You talk about that yucky vibe you put out there. Well, when you're confident and you know who you are and you're happy, or at least at peace with yourself, then you attract those people back to you. And once you have your act together, you will attract others who do as well. Again, that's just the way it works. And if you disagree with me, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Listen, I say this in every episode, I say this in every blog post I write, and I will continue to say it. No one can make you happy except yourself. No one can fill a void in your life. Only you can fill any void that you have. You have to fill it yourself. People can help and contribute happiness to your life, but there's got to be a building block. There's got to be some structure. There's got to be some basic foundation there. You have to build that basic foundation yourself before you can progress. If you're unhappy alone and you think finding someone special will make you happy, you're wrong. Again, you're going at it completely backwards. Make yourself happy first, and then find someone else who is also happy, someone else who's also done all the same hard work on themselves as you've done on yourself. That's how it works. And there's no shortcuts to finding true love with your forever person. So think of it this way. Remember the movie Field of Dreams? And I'm probably dating myself here, but if you haven't seen it, check it out so you know what I'm talking about. It's a baseball movie. I'm not really into baseball. I'm not really into sports, but I have a clip on my website of what I'm talking about. Go Google it. It's if you build it, they will come. And that's the saying in the movie. And there's some speculation on they or he or whatever, not going down that wormhole, but basically the saying in the movie is, if you build it, they will come. And relationships are just like that. If you build yourself up first, they will come. I promise. Listen, when you find yourself getting fixated on another person to make you happy, just remember that saying, if you build yourself up first, they will come. You should never be fixated on another person. They should contribute to your life in a peaceful, happy way. But it can't be solely dependent upon who you're dating. Listen to your inner voice telling you to work on yourself first. And don't distract yourself from what you really need to focus on by fixating on the next person that you happen to date. Work on yourself first. Shift the focus back to you if you continue to find yourself in dead-end relationships. Again, work on you and someone special will come into your life. Someone special will show up when you're actually ready. And that's why they say it happens when you least expect it. You least expect it because you no longer need it. You least expect it because you're no longer unhappy being alone. You're content with where you are in your life, and it isn't solely dependent upon who you happen to be dating at the time. So stop waiting around for someone to come into your life to make you happy if that's what you're doing. Be happy now. Choose to be happy now. I have a sign hanging in my kitchen, and I talk to my kids about this all the time when they're in a grumpy mood or if something didn't go their way. Happiness is a choice. And I tell them, you can either choose to focus on all the bad stuff that went on today and have a bad day. That's your choice. Or you can make a choice to focus on all the good things that happened today and be happy. And I'm sorry, but it's just a lot more fun to be happy, right? So be happy now. And if you're not sure how to make yourself happy, then it's time to start figuring that out. And don't feel badly about that. Don't feel bad about yourself. We've all been there. We've all been there. And there's no shame in it. The only real shame is if you don't do anything about it and you don't get yourself out of that and you figure out what makes you happy or just how to be happy. Just make the choice to be happy. Listen, love is not for the lazy. So don't be lazy and get to work. Because I'll tell you something, when you meet that person, when you finally do all that work on yourself and you meet someone special, the job has just begun, my friend. It's not like you meet someone and like we all like to say, you read that little princess book and you go off into wherever and, you know, they lived happily ever after. No, they worked happily ever after. They worked happily ever after on their relationship because they chose to. They chose to show up. They chose to work on themselves. They chose to positively contribute to their relationship. It doesn't stop when you meet someone. So sorry to burst your bubble, but you know, just when you find somebody, the work isn't done. You have to continue to show up to that relationship and work on it every single day. And it's so worth it when you do. So don't you want to be sure that you're ready when that person appears? Don't ruin it by not being ready. They will show up when you're ready. There are quality people everywhere. Be open-minded. Don't be judgmental. Be happy. And don't miss any more opportunities to attract a quality person. So get your act together now, whatever that looks like for you personally. No judgment. Do your thing. Figure it out. You are a quality person. You just got to figure out how to start feeling like a quality person. You need to start recognizing those things about yourself. And if you need some help with that, I am here and I am happy to help. You can check me out at nikkibooker.com. I offer private coaching if that's something you're interested in. Thanks so much for listening today. I feel very passionately about what we spoke about today. I like to tell people most of the time, I can give you dating advice, I can give you dating tips and dating strategy, but none of that stuff is going to work in the long run until you learn how to have a self-fulfilling relationship, a peaceful existence. And when you know who you are and you're happy on the inside, and only you can do that, there is nobody else that can do that for you. So I'll get off my soapbox. Thanks again for listening. I look forward to episode 41. Take care and have the best day. Bye. Hey, psst, still here? It's Nikki, Nikki Booker. It would be really awesome if, first of all, you subscribe to this podcast if you like what you heard today, and it would be really amazing if you left a review. I just wanted to ask you to do that one little favor for me. Take care.